What the hell?
Preacher wasn't sure what was going on up there, but the sounds were proof enough for him that the wagons had been rolling right into an ambush, just as he feared. He whirled horse around.
Turn around! Get the hell out of here!
One of the riflemen concealed on the slope was careless and edged out from behind the boulder where he had been hit. Preacher saw Jerome Hart sag on the seat of the lead wagon, his right hand clutching at a suddenly bloody left arm. Jake scrambled back over the seat, grabbing the reins and starting to try to haul the oxen around.
Help! Help!
Preacher gave the boy credit for guts, but he didn't think Jake was going to be able to make the team do what he wanted. Preacher heeled horse into a run. He saw Corliss struggling to get the second wagon turned around. There was no sign of Deborah, so Preacher assumed she was inside the wagon where she was supposed to be. On the third wagon, Gil Robinson bolted to his feet on the driver's box and doubled over with both hands pressed to his stomach. Gunshot, he toppled onto the back of the oxen and his team spooked him. The oxen weren't moving much, but it was enough to trample Robinson's body into the dirt. That meant the third wagon wasn't going anywhere. Neither was the fourth, because Pete Carey clapped a hand to his thigh where a ball ripped a deep gash.
Leave the wagon! Get out of the canyon!
Preacher veered horse toward the lead wagon.
Jake, climb on!
Jake reached out to grasp Preacher's arm as the mountain man lifted him from the wagon seat and placed him on horse's back behind the saddle.
We can't abandon the wagons and all the goods!
It's that or get killed! Come on, damn it! Get down from there and run!
Jerome half climbed and half fell from the wagon seat, caught his balance and hurried toward the canyon mouth.
Come on, Corliss! Where's Deborah?
I'll get her!
Corliss waved Preacher, Jake, and Jerome on. Lars Nielsen had dropped to the ground from his wagon and run forward to give the wounded Pete Carey a hand. Blackie was on the ground, too, squinting through his lone eye over the barrel of his rifle as he drew a bead on one of the bushwhackers.
Got the son of a bitch!
Oh! Preacher didn't know how bad Blackie'd been hit, but he reached down and grabbed hold of Blackie as he passed, straining to lift the man and drape him across horse's back in front of the saddle. Horse lunged out from the narrow space between the steep slopes a moment later, carrying the triple burden. Preacher reined in and turned to see the others running after him. Nielsen helping carry, Jerome stumbling along, Corliss behind him.
Aw, shit! Where the hell is Deborah?
Skyler twisted around and saw Antelope fleet as the wind hurtling through the air toward him. As the engine collided with Skyler, the barrel of the rifle struck his arm and knocked the knife aside before he could bury the blade in Skyler's chest. The knife hit the rock instead, and the unexpected impact tore the weapon's grip out of the engine's hand. Savage's other hand flashed toward Skyler's throat. The fingers hooked the clothes around him and choked the life out of him. Wind flew backwards. Skyler looked up to see the smoking pistol in Fairfax's hand. That engine didn't stay down. He was up a second later, despite the wound in his side that welled blood. Skyler tried to draw a bead on the Redskin varmint, but the warrior was too fast, bounding away among the rocks.
Let it go! We have more important things to worry about than one damn Indian. Kill Preacher before it's too late!
Skyler turned back to the business at hand. He saw that the drivers of the wagons were trying to turn around and escape the trap, but they weren't having much luck at it, despite Preacher's urging. Skyler brought the rifle to his shoulder and settled the sights on the mountain man as Preacher rode toward the lead wagon. Preacher veered his mount and reached out to grab the kid from the seat just as Skyler pressed the trigger. The shot was wide.
God damn it!
The party fled from the ambush, even though they had to abandon the wagons to do so.
Can we go after them?
We'll secure the wagons first. That's more important than whether or not the rest of those bastards get away.
We need to make sure Preacher's dead. I don't want that son of a bitch on my trail.
He's just one man, and he'll be saddled with wounded men. You must realize by now how outnumbered he is, too.
Jake, listen. When I get down, climb up here in the saddle and hang on to Blackie. Don't let him fall off.
Preacher swung down from the stallion's back and ran to meet the four men from the wagon train. Corliss was bringing up the rear.
Where's Miss Morgan? God damn it, Hart!
She was right behind me! My God! Deborah!
Preacher knew it instantly. Corliss had panicked and left Deborah behind in the wagon. With all the shooting going on, she had probably been too scared to follow him. That meant Preacher had to go back for her. But first, He wanted to get the others to a place of relative safety. A gully cut across the valley about 300 yards from the mouth of the canyon. That would give them some protection from the occasional pot shot that came winging their way from the slopes of the canyon.
Move! Get back yonder and stay down! Jake, can you ride?
A little.
Then hang on and get Blocky into that gully with the others.
Yes, sir.
Preacher turned back toward the canyon.
Come on, dog.
Preacher ran toward the wagons. The bushwhackers opened fire again. Preacher launched into a low dive that took him behind a pine log to avoid being ripped. Dog hunkered beside him. Preacher twisted his head to look back toward the gully and saw Nielsen helping Pete carry down into it. They were the last ones still visible from Preacher's position. As soon as Carrie was clear, the Swede dived after him. A now riderless horse had trotted far off to one side, pretty much out of the line of fire for now. Preacher saw some of the bushwhackers as they emerged from their cover and started down toward the wagon.
Deborah! Oh my God! Deborah!
Stay down, blasters! Get yourself shot full of holes, ain't gonna help anything!
The thieves started driving the wagons through the camp, while the bushwhackers kept the group pinned down until the wagons were gone, taking Deborah with them.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.